CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 5th of February, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB feature in the Times. RSGB convention videos. British Science Week. The RSGB was delighted to see the feature in the Times on Saturday the 28th of January about amateur radio. It was a great opportunity to highlight both amateur radio and the Society in the mainstream media. Heather Parsons, the RSGB comms manager, spent a week liaising with Rhys Blakely, the science correspondent, and coordinating the interviewees. She put forward a whole range of ideas and possible interviewees, and the RSGB would like to thank everyone who supported this opportunity, even though some contributions didn't make it into the final piece. An external media monitoring agency has confirmed that the potential online audience for this feature was over 42 million. The feature is called Ham Radio Tunes into a New Generation, and you can still read it online. Go to thetimes.co.uk and search for amateur radio. The RSGB has just released another presentation from its 2022 convention. Brian Coleman, G4NNS, talks about the UK Meteor Beacon project, which is a collaborative project between the amateur radio and radio astronomy communities. The aim is to collect data on meteor events over the UK, and phase one was to establish a transmit beacon. Phase two is to create a network of receivers to monitor the radio echoes from meteors and to stream data over the internet to support the study of meteor events and their impact on the ionosphere. The project has received RSGB legacy funds to help make this great idea happen. You can see the presentation on the RSGB YouTube channel, and you can find out more about the RSGB legacy funds on the Society's website at rsgb.org/legacy. British Science Week, run by the British Science Association, is an annual event celebrating science, technology, engineering and maths. It provides a platform to support teachers, STEM professionals, and the public in delivering STEM activities and events across the UK. This year's theme is Connections, which lends itself perfectly to wireless communication and amateur radio-related activities. The RSGB has put together a set of activities suitable for children in early years, primary and secondary school. Several radio clubs from across the UK have already planned activities for British Science Week, and the RSGB hopes its resources will inspire you to get involved too. Find out more on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/BravoSierraWhiskey. Edition 32 of Radcom Basics is now available. The edition contains articles on antenna performance comparison and basic fault finding, among others. Radcom Basics can be downloaded via rsgb.org/radcom-basics. On the 26th of January 2023, some students from the University of Glasgow met and formed the Glasgow University Wireless Society. The Glasgow University Wireless Society NET takes place on Monday evenings around 145.525 MHz from 6 p.m. Those who are interested in joining the society can make contact via Mike Zero Whiskey Zero Golf at November Echo Oscar Tango Echo Sierra.uk. A list of universities with amateur radio clubs can be viewed on the RSGB website via rsgb.org/university-corner. Witness in Runcorn Amateur Radio Club is running its first face-to-face foundation training course since lockdown happened in March 2020. The course will take place over the weekend of the 18th and 19th of February at Lostock Sports and Social Club, Works Lane, Northwich, Cheshire, postcode Charlie Whiskey 9, 7 November Whiskey. The online foundation exam will take place on Sunday afternoon. Prior registration before Wednesday the 8th of February is essential. For further details and to book a place, please contact Dave Wilson, Mike Zero, Oscar Bravo Whiskey, either by phone on 07720-656-542 or by email to dwilson@btinternet.com. And now details of rallies and events. The Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society Radioactive Fair will be held next Sunday, the 12th of February. The venue will be Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich, Charlie Whiskey 5, 5 Delta Golf. Doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £5. A wide variety of trader stalls, a bring and buy platform and refreshments and snacks will be available. Parking is immediately adjacent to the hall. For more information, visit radioactivefair.co.uk. And West Manchester Radio Club's Red Rose Rally will take place on Sunday the 26th of February. The event will be held at St. Joseph's Hall, Lee, Whiskey November 7 to Papa Juliet. Free parking, cafe services and a raffle among the attractions on offer. For further information, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk/rally.htm. Don't forget the HTM. Andover Radio Club has unfortunately had to cancel its book sales this year. The sales were due to be held on the 23rd of April and the 3rd of September. Now the special event news. Special event station Golf Bravo Zero Charlie Foxtrot Golf will be active from the 16th of February. The station will be operated by Itchen Valley Amateur Radio Club to mark World Thinking Day on the air. The event provides an opportunity for local Girl Guides to talk to other members of the World Association of Girl Guides and Scouts all over the world via amateur radio. Several other special call signs will be active in February to take part in the event. These include Easingwold Girls Guides, who will be operating with the special call sign Golf Bravo 2 Echo Golf Golf from the 17th of February, and Milton Keynes Girl Guiding, who will be active with special call sign Golf Bravo 0 Mike Kilo Golf from the 18th of February. Today, the 5th, is the last chance to log special call sign Tango Mike 25 Papa Victor Juliet. The station is active to celebrate the festival of the opening of the yellow wine, which this year takes place at Vratur Jura in France. QSL via F8GGZ. And now the DX news. Emmanuel F5LIT plans to be active Hotel Sierra Zero Zulu Papa Uniform from Thailand until Monday the 6th of February. QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to his home call. Jeff VA3QSL will be active as Papa 4 / Victor Alpha 3 Quebec Sierra Lima from Aruba, SA036, until the 8th of February. He will be operating SSB, CW and digital modes on the 40 to 6 meter bands. QSL via Logbook of the World, the Bureau, or his home call. Andre ON7YK will be active from Bijolo, Gamba, until the 24th of February. He will be operating as Charlie 5 Yankee Kilo on the 2017, 15, 12 and 10 meter bands using SSB, CW and digital modes. QSL via EQSL, Logbook of the World or direct to his home call. Francis F6BWJ will be active as Foxtrot Mike / Foxtrot 6 Bravo Whiskey Juliet from Martinique, NA107, until the 10th of March. He will be operating CW, PSK and RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands. He will upload his log to Logbook of the World and Club Log. Gerard F2JD will be active as Hotel Romeo 5/Foxtrot 2 Juliet Delta from Copan, Honduras until the 13th of March. He will operate CW, SSB and digital modes on the HF bands, QSL via F6AJA, direct or via the Bureau. Now the contest news, in chronological order. Today, the 432 MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Monday the 6th, the 80-meter Club Championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, using SSB, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 7th, the 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC, using FM only, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Immediately afterwards, on Tuesday, the UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 8th, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, using FT8, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, using FT8, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 9th, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, on Saturday the 11th, the first 1.8 MHz contest runs from 1900 to 2300 UTC, using CW, the exchange's signal report, and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 2nd of February, 2023. Well, what a difference a few weeks makes. On the 15th of January, the solar flux index was at 234 and the sun was peppered with spots. This week, on Thursday, the SFI was at 134. And the solar surface looked like it was at sunspot minimum again. The sun's also been mainly geomagnetically quiet, with a maximum KP index of 3.67 on Thursday due to an elevated solar wind speed with a southward pointing BZ. We've only had relatively minor C-class solar flares to contend with. Meanwhile, there is DX to be worked, especially on 10 meters, which continues to shine. The good news is that this lull in solar activity should come to an end, though the Space Weather Prediction Centre predicts that the SFI may only go up to 155 next week. Unfortunately, it also predicts disturbed geomagnetic conditions, especially from the 7th through to the 10th. With the daytime critical frequencies measured at Tilton reaching almost 9.7 MHz at times, we're virtually guaranteed good conditions on all of the upper HF bands, with 10 metres predicted to be open for contacts over 3,000 kilometres for most of the day. Nighttime highs are set to reach 9 to 9.5 MHz over a 3,000 kilometre path, so all frequencies except 7 MHz and below are likely to be closed to DX. 80 metres may also close the short range or near vertical incident skywave skip at night, leaving only continental and longer paths, such as southern England to Scotland, open. This should improve as we head into spring. And now the VHF and up propagation news. There is a continuing tendency for high pressure to dominate the weather charts and keep TROPO on the agenda for much of the coming week, but with some caveats. the position of the high is such that as we end the current week, it's over France, and this puts us in a mild westerly flow with reasonable tropopropagation. After this weekend, some weather models suggest a modest cold air Atlantic high will arrive and probably link with an intense high of more than 1,050 millibars over western Russia. This may lead to a very cold easterly weather pattern over southern Britain by midweek, with a chance of wintry weather and snow showers over eastern areas coming in from the North Sea. This could be a good time to experiment with scatter propagation on the gigahertz bands. Note that winter showers generated over the sea are often 24/7 phenomena, rather than the traditional daytime showers used for rain scatter in the summer. Keep trying other modes, like meteor scatter around dawn and aurora when the KP index is high, but the high-pressure-driven modes will be the primary focus. For EME operators, moon declination is still high, not going negative again until Thursday. So EME moon availability windows will shorten, and path losses will decrease as the week progresses. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week, only reaching 350 Kelvin next Sunday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. The Online Radio Club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the Southwest, on Thursday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting on the air on 144.330 MHz upper sideband from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there are club nets on 28.360 MHz at 8 p.m. and 70.425 MHz at 9 p.m. Contact is keith.mike0tangomikeoscar@btinternet.com. And http://www.bravovictoralfaromeosierra.org.uk. Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society in Wimborne holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Please see the club website or Facebook page for information on how to get to the meetings. Contact is sue@foxtrotromeoalfaromeosierra.co.uk. Isle of Avalon Radio Club has a net on 433.475 MHz from 8 p.m. on Tuesday. The net moves to 145.475 MHz on Wednesday from 8 p.m. On Thursdays, the net is on 28.405 MHz upper sideband from 8 p.m. Contact is Matt 0730-554-9614. Today, Riviera Amateur Radio Club will be holding a C4FM net via GB7PQ from 8 p.m. And on Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be discussing the 1930s amateur radio station of G3MYM at the Parish Room, Yeovil. Contact is secretary@yeovil-alfaromeocharlie.com. In Wales, Abercorn Fagan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. The club station is active most nights, working SSB, SSTV and FT8. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@abercornfagradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. On Wednesday, Cumbrian Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 till 9 p.m. Contact is Gareth 07942334464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidael, Cardiff. CF146EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors, and the group has nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is MikeWhiskey6HotelDeltaVictor@gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs at 8 p.m. On Thursday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Contact is via gw4ezw.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. And Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society up in the Midlands, they say here, has an informal net every day on 145.575 megs FM from 3:30 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 144.550 megs from 7:30 p.m, starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM, moving to 80 metres SSB later on. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 432.220 megs SSB. Contact is AN2E1GKY on 01242 699 595. Join the day. And they have a website, www.golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe, from the GB2RS news team.